This is Ozarks at Large. Fort Smith is known for its grit. And last week, the Fort Smith Convention and Visitors Bureau announced its annual Grit Awards. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Late last week, about 125 people attended the Giving Recognition in Tourism, or Grit Awards, at the movie lounge in Fort Smith. Sherry Scorby, Convention Events Sales Director for the Fort Smith Convention and Visitors Bureau, says the award ceremony, which was created in 2012, has continued to grow.
I think it's a nice combination of somewhat elegant, but also really cozy, in that the familiarity is there, and there's a lot of old friends and a lot of new friends made. It's a short event. It's only a couple of hours, but there's a lot of acknowledgement, a lot of laughter, and last night, a lot of tears.
But happy tears.
Good tears, yeah. I mean, you know, it was just like, it was great. So I love working on it because you can create that kind of chemistry for everybody and spoil them rotten, because in hospitality, it's our job to keep people warm and safe and dry and happy. And when you can do it for your colleagues, it's a pretty special occasion, because they're always caring for others. It's fun to care for them.
Business Partner of the Year and the Polly Cruz Hospitality Person of the Year were among the awards announced last week. The Fort Smith Convention and Visitors Bureau also showcased the past year's hometown hospitality heroes: Sharon Chapman, Melissa Schoenfeld, Bill Hollenbeck, Brooke Schock, Courtney Shreve, and Mike Alsup. Convention Events Sales Director Sherry Scorby says it's important to organize the Grit Awards because the Visitors Bureau is eternally grateful for these people helping them better serve the community.
Many of these folks are volunteers. They don't receive any pay. They work long, incredible hours promoting Fort Smith as a community. They help us to bring conventions to Fort Smith because they have connections in their various associations. And so they provide us leads to pursue to bring conventions here. And then they facilitate the work when it gets here, and they share the involvement of the event. And each and every event has many details, and it's just wonderful. Often they bring volunteers as well, you know, in addition to themselves. And then ultimately, the bottom line on all of this is that there's a huge economic impact to the community, because of the number of individuals coming to Fort Smith.
When thinking of popular vacation spots, most people probably think of larger areas like New York City. But Scorby says more and more people are traveling to smaller towns for vacation. This might be surprising to local residents who may have come to see their hometown as home rather than a vacation destination.
We're finding that as a smaller city, so many people are getting away from the big city venues. They really don't want to go to New York. They really don't want to go to Los Angeles. They want to go someplace where it feels like home and explore at a pace that's more relaxing and still get some work done. And Arkansas provides a wonderful venue for that. It provides wonderful scenery. Fort Smith is very affordable. They're amazed that they can have a fantastic time, and such an affordable one, with a lot less stress. So the hometown people don't see that because that's all they know. But the travelers see that because it's completely different from what they know. And then they bring more people back because it was a great experience.
In 2013, True West magazine named Fort Smith the top true western town in the country. Scorby says more than 200 towns compete for this title. The work the Visitors Bureau did around winning the honor earned the organization another award this year.
Through the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism, we received a Henry Award in acknowledgement of our successful community development of promoting Fort Smith as the top true western town in the U.S. And we had international contacts that were made off of that. So our current marketing program is spun from that. But I mean, there are five of us here at the CVB. We like to say we're small but mighty, but we're continually working on promoting Fort Smith through websites, social media, radio, television, all the traditional means that you can. And then depending on, for the longest time, we used True Grit, which is where the Grit Awards came from, because when the movie came out, it's about Fort Smith. I mean, you're constantly looking for different ways to appeal to different people in broader demographics based on what your assets are. So yeah, that's what they pay us to do, and we love it.
More information is available at fortsmith.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.